It's an ooky, spooky reboot. This is your reading for Monday, July 22nd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram. Our theme for today, the Two of Swords. This card represents difficult choices, denial of that difficult choice, and hidden information of our choices. The Tool card, Eight of Wands. This is progress, quick decision, and sudden changes. The Obstacle card, Three of Cups. This represents gatherings, celebrations, a group or social gatherings or events, that type of thing. And our advice card is the Queen of Pentacles. The message for this is to trust what has guided you to this point, whether it be your own intuition or whatever higher power you recognize. So, let's get into the reading. Now, obvious thing to address first, but I could spend a lot of time going into why we've been away for so long, but that's not really why we're here. So there is a story to it. If you want to hear that, hit me up on Patreon. Sign up for the Ooky Spooky supporter tier over there, and there will be a video waiting for you. So let's read some goddamn cards. Our theme, it's an unfortunate one to get when I had hoped that we would get something a little bit more positive, you know what I mean? So the Two of Swords represents, I think the symbolism of the artwork is like a deadlocked battle between two powerful forces, neither of which is relenting. So the symbolism of the dueling swords for us, for our purposes, is that we're being presented with a situation where neither outcome looks particularly great. The unfortunate part, though, is that we have to pick something. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. So, perfect transition point here to our tool card, the Eight of Wands. As the story in the Rider-Waite deck, the artwork, as the story of the Fool's Travels, this card represents the end of struggle that is on the horizon if it has not manifested already or begun to manifest. So in the context of the reading, I think this is a good card to get for in our tool position based on the theme, you know, what with our really shitty dichotomy here. So based on these, we have a shitty situation in front of us that's going to be shitty either way. So follow your instinct and make a choice and start putting it behind you. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you go left or right. It's gonna suck either way. You just have to make a choice. Just get through it. Now, our obstacle. This one is also unfortunate to get in this position in the context of the reading. The Three of Cups, like I said up top, it's happiness and spending time with people you care about. So there are two interpretations that I'm feeling here. One is that we're missing those kinds of connections in our life. And my thinking, my hunch, is that possibly we're substituting it with some sort of a recreational substance. You know what I mean? The opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is human connection. So something to keep in mind if you're not having that physical, or not physical, but yeah, I suppose you could say physical, like human connection, person-to-person connection. If you're not getting that, yeah, that's going to weigh on your mind a lot more than you may realize. The other possible interpretation I'm thinking is that whatever difficulty that we're faced with from the theme card, there will be sufficient distractions that we can commit our time to instead of dealing with the real problem that is on our plate. So that brings us to the advice card. Our dear lady, Queen of Pentacles. Her advice is simple, and that is trust your intuition. Now, I say this all the time when there are a few interpretations for the cards of the day. And that is that you know your situation better than anyone else ever can, right? Whatever the situation that is top of mind as you're hearing me speak, whatever that, you know, if you're having that Two of Swords really crappy dilemma, whatever your gut feeling is, as far as like what would be the lesser of shitty options that you're presented with, that's probably the best solution that you could hope for. It's not, I know that's not what is, it's not fun to hear it, but you gotta make a choice. And I think you already know which one it is. And it's just a matter of committing to it. But that's all just me. That's all, what's the phrase that people like to use? This is only for entertainment purposes or whatever. Whatever. But what, you know what? Actually, I do want to hear how this goes. I always like to hear if the readings I give are effective or helpful in any way. Phone number 833-589-7637. You can call, text, whichever you prefer. If you call, go straight to voicemail. I don't even answer my own phone, and I think a lot of people don't either. So that's but if you do want to, I don't know, be able to speak at length a little more, I know also people like to use voice notes. So yeah, you can use that number to send voice notes on WhatsApp. So have fun with that. It's 833 Lux Pods. Pretty solid choice of number, I think. Personal readings. If you want something more direct, it can be done. Go to the website, luxmediashows.com. More than glad to, you know, do a reading about whatever you want, really. So on the website, Ookie Spooky page, there's a little thing to fill out. Give me as much detail as you're comfortable sharing. Keep in mind, though, if you don't give me a lot of information, I cannot give you a whole lot of detail in return. You know what I mean? There's only so much I can do, and with limited info where it doesn't sound like this, one of these daily generalized things. You can look through all the deck artwork. I have quite a few of them, and I feel because we are not in person with each other, that your choice of artwork, that is your analog, your stand-in for you not being here with me. So there you go. While you're on luxmediashows.com, you can check out the other stuff that we get up to. The sports world, particularly combat sports, holy shit. It has been an amazing year, and we've been talking, having a lot of fun over there. Other stuff you could check out too. The political scene is hot. I get into that with various people that I have on. Because it's election season, I am having candidates at like as high of office as I can get, which isn't very high, but I'm trying my best to have people come on and, you know, talk about the issues. I think that'll do it. Anyway, happy to be back. I hope you guys are happy to have me back. And I will see you tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.